Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Civilly System Automation, Protecting Business and IT Services. Today's teleconference will be recorded, will last approximately 60 minutes, and will include a live question and answer session. In this teleconference, you'll learn how the IBM Civilly System Automation family of products helps reduce the frequency and duration of service disruptions that impact business. The speaker for today's teleconference is Allison Ferguson, Automation Solutions Product Manager, IBM Software Group. At this time, I would like to hand it over to our speaker, Allison Ferguson.
Thank you, Stacy. So today we're going to talk a little bit about system automation. I'm going to begin on slide 2. The world of event automation is certainly not new to many people, but it is essential to providing organizations with the ability to deliver services to the business effectively and efficiently. Given the current economic situation, event automation is one tool that can help organizations to survive a downturn and give those organizations the agility to rapidly respond to business needs and to provide competitive advantage when the economy improves. Event automation is only one form of automation that can help improve the business. In a recent survey of 600 companies in Brazil, Germany, India, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States, 84% of technology decision makers indicated that their organizations would undertake data center projects in 2009 to lower costs and reduce business risks. The projects planned include the following 5 significant areas, all with some relationship to automation. 64% of the survey respondents plan to implement automation efforts. 60% of survey respondents plan to implement green IT efforts. 59% of survey respondents plan to implement operations management efforts. 59% of survey respondents plan to implement virtualization efforts. And 58% of survey respondents plan to implement business continuity efforts. So before we move down the automation path, let's look at some of the challenges that organizations face and how automation can help mitigate the risks associated with these challenges. If we move to slide 3, there are many anticipated and unanticipated challenges that can have a significant impact on the business. In the past, outages were measured in the time that the system was unavailable for use. Now outages are measured in the loss of business revenue and the damage to company brand in the eyes of its customers and the marketplace. Let's think about a few examples that have been highlighted recently in the press and their cost. You may be familiar with the April 2009 research in motion experiences that research in motion disruption experiences, the third time in just over 10 months. The disruption prevented substantial numbers of its 12 million subscribers from receiving email messages on their BlackBerry devices for 3 hours. On September 6th and 7th of 2008, the London Stock Exchange experienced a catastrophic 7-hour trading failure after a system software upgrade. The cost of the outage at the brokerage house is estimated to be approximately $6.5 million per hour of downtime. A power outage on May 9th, 2008 at Kaiser's data center in Corona, California lasted for 55 hours and 7 minutes and affected the ability of numerous healthcare facilities to access the Kaiser Health Connect system. The outage affected the ability of doctors and medical personnel across the Kaiser Permanente system to access medical information to treat patients and process lab and pharmacy requests. And a final example, on June 20th of 2007, United Airlines was forced to cancel 24 domestic flights when the computers it used to dispatch flights failed. The 2-hour outage caused delays of, on average, 90 minutes to approximately 268 domestic and international flights. As the complexity of business applications increases, think about such applications as SAP, customer relationship management tools, and WebSphere, so does the complexity of managing the availability of such applications. Automation can help address some of the challenges that face businesses today. We move to slide 4. So how does automation help reduce operational costs, improve service and responsiveness, and manage planned and unplanned outages? Business can implement high availability solutions as a foundation of the IT infrastructure to provide for failover and continuous application processing when needed due to unplanned outages. Businesses can implement enterprise-wide continuous availability as an integral part of the IT infrastructure to provide ongoing operations during planned outages such as system or application maintenance. Businesses can implement data replication within and across sites that enable IT to deliver continual access to essential data that allows the business transparent, reliable, and uninterrupted continuation of business with its customers in the event of planned or unplanned outages. If we move to slide 5, clearly event automation is a foundation for good and reliable service to customers of our business. Now let's look at some additional capabilities that can expand and enhance the automation foundation. So to start with these on slide 6, let's talk about reporting. Reporting provides a means to understand the degree that the implemented automation is effective and where automation may be useful to achieve additional objectives for the business. The system automation portfolio provides a variety of reports that give insight into the automation, availability, and recovery of resources that are delivering essential services to the business. These reports are provided by the IBM Tivoli Common Reporting Initiative that integrate IBM reporting interfaces into a common tool to provide consistent appearance and to improve the quality of the data visualization of the information content in all reports. And a sample of that visualization is shown on this slide. So let's move to slide 7. Another topic of automation and an extension that you may find very useful is the ability to notify appropriate individuals about situations that may impact the availability or reliability of the infrastructure that is critical to keeping the business running. Within the system automation portfolio, we have system automation for integrated operations management, which provides enhanced alerting notification and escalation capabilities to notify the right person at the right time based on system events. This helps system automation for ZOS and other similar solutions to extend data center automation capabilities. For example, alerts can be sent to a single individual or a group of individuals based on criteria such as the day of the week, the time of the day. Alerts can be sent using several different methods, including pager, email, and SMS text. The individuals who are receiving the alerts can update the time when they are available to receive the alerts and the method by which they wish to receive them. They can do this as frequently as they wish using the web interface to the tool. For example, an individual may choose to receive notifications via email during the hours when they're in the office and to receive notifications via SMS text message during after hours support activities. These same individuals are able to define which days of the week and which hours of the day are their working hours and which are their hours away from work. So if we move to slide 8, you'll see an example of the alerts and the interface. This is the interface that users can use to generate programmatic or manual alerts based on automation criteria using this web interface. Here on the slide, we see one or more of the users can be selected from a list. They can use the box to type the alert text and quickly send that. The same capabilities that you could use to generate such an alert here through the web interface are also available programmatically for the automation tool. And if we move to slide 9, this screen shows a consolidated view of the alerts that have been issued and where those alerts have progressed in the escalation process. This allows the operations staff to easily determine if critical issues are being addressed or if they require further action. Alerts can be found easily by filtering on status for easy viewing. Okay, so changing topics slightly on slide 10, let's talk about automation across platforms. When many people hear the term event automation or system automation, they immediately associate those capabilities with the mainframe or ZOS systems. While automation has been available for many years on the ZOS platform, there's also comparable automation available for additional platforms. The IBM Tivoli System Automation for Multi-Platform solution manages the availability of business applications that are running on a single Linux or AIX system or a cluster of systems based on customer-defined automation goals for these systems. Manages the automation by quickly detecting outages, providing sophisticated knowledge about application components and their relationships, and consistently and quickly recovering failed resources and even entire applications, either in place or by moving them to another system within the cluster. This can include activities such as shutting down the remainder of an application or even an entire failed system, moving a TCP IP address, or recovering data from a log. System automation relieves operators from manual monitoring and can reduce the downtime of your critical business systems while maintaining system availability within the business context and reducing system outages. System automation consists of two primary components, a system automation manager, which maintains awareness of the cluster status, locations, the status of the automation policy, including its groups and relationships, and a second component, the Reliable Scalable Cluster Technology, or RSCT, infrastructure, which provides cluster-wide heartbeating, messaging, and resource management. In order to bring mainframe-like high availability management functions to the AIX and Linux platforms and others on the IBM eServer, the system automation for multi-platforms exploits existing ZOS, AIX automation technologies, and the very powerful system automation for ZOS automation manager. So these same technologies that we've relied upon and exist in the mainframe world also are in play in the system automation for platforms outside of ZOS. So let's look at slide 11. Policy-based automation is a sophisticated methodology that allows automation to easily incorporate business goals into an automation framework. System Automation Application Manager and System Automation for Multiplatforms automation policies are simple to create using the web-based integrated solution console that you see here on this slide. This interface allows users to easily visualize the relationships and dependencies within the automation policy. It also integrates a policy checker and hides the behind-the-scenes XML details of the automation policy. In addition, plug-and-play automation modules for a wide range of automation activities are available from OPAL, the IBM Open Process Automation Library. These modules are based on best practices and can help reduce the time and effort to create a new policy or to update an existing policy. On slide 12, in addition to providing continuous availability for diverse platforms, system automation can also provide continuous availability for complex applications, such as the SAP application that you see here. So let's look at this in a little bit more detail on slide 13. So here, let's look a little more closely into how automation and recovery of a server would occur in an SAP environment. Let's assume that we have an SAP application server that's installed in a cluster consisting of three systems, as you see here on the slide, so that the application server will remain highly available to avoid disruption to end users of the SAP environment. This replication server allows for the replication of all enqueued server requests so that in the event that the enqueue server fails, it can be recovered quickly without losing any data. In this example, three components, the enqueue server, the message server, and the virtual IP address must always remain up and running on the same system in the cluster for the application to function properly. To achieve this, the automation policy defines a group that has these three components defined as mandatory and co-located members. This means that when the automation starts for this group, system automation invokes this policy and starts those three components automatically on the preferred server. The application server's instances can then connect to the enqueue server. The next step in the policy is to start the replication server component in SAP. Since the replication server must be anti-co-located to the enqueue server, we just have to start the server on system one. The anti-co-located means that that server may not reside on the same system as the enqueue server to maintain the high availability of the application. So based on this policy, system automation will start the replication server of the SAP system automatically on a separate and distinct system too. So now let's assume that in our scenario, system one crashes. What happens? If system one crashes, it invokes the next part of the system automation policy. This part of the policy specifies that the enqueue server must be restarted in the same location where the replicated data exists so processing can continue. The policy specifies that in case of a failure, the enqueue server, the message server, and the virtual IP address should all be started on the same system where the replication server is located because it needs access to this data. So system automation automatically starts the enqueue server and also the message server and the virtual IP address of the system. Next, after starting the system in the new location, it's important to always verify that the replication server has terminated on this existing environment where the server has just been brought up again and moved to another system so that the replication server is available again in the event that some other system crash should occur. This is the effect of the anti-co-location element of the policy. So as you can see, maintaining high availability of this SAP environment is all done easily by following the constructs of the automation policy. I think that you can see that this would require a lot more effort and a highly complex automation scripts if the policies were not in place. Let's change our topic again a little bit and look at another form of automation. On slide 14, we'll look at an extension of automation capabilities for business continuity and crisis management. In many organizations today, crisis management is a manual process. So consider a scenario like this. A trigger event appears at an operator console. Large numbers of people from many parts of the organization gather to talk about information, facts, proposed hypotheses, test solutions. We're all familiar with many crisis-type conference calls where there are large numbers of people on the phone, and it's difficult to identify the root cause of the problem. Time has to be spent recovering processes, finding subject matter specialists, communicating to various people who need to understand status, who need to assist, who need to authorize actions, and need to be involved in the situation. Often large numbers of people are involved in these discussions. Lots of email messages are sent back and forth, and people spend a lot of time trying to find the appropriate recovery plans, analyze issues, determine who must be informed, and take action to inform them, as well as any deviations that might need to occur from the last time that similar activities occurred or were tested in disaster recovery tests. Not to mention the fact that these kinds of tests or activities have a dangerous and significant impact on the business systems. So if we move to slide 15, let's think how this crisis management scenario could play out differently if we had the benefit of the BCPM, which is known as the Business Continuity Process Manager. The Business Continuity Process Manager contains predefined recovery plans. These recovery plans have knowledge of different kinds of outages and the steps required to recover from these. The picture that you see here on the slide illustrates how the Business Continuity Process Manager receives a trigger message during a crisis scenario and then executes the steps needed to resolve the issue using the knowledge built into the recovery plans. The knowledge that is built into these plans might include the type of system or failure that's involved in the crisis, who the best or most appropriate people are to analyze the issues based on their roles, who can approve the actions that are needed to take action to resolve the issue, also based on, you know, their roles and authorizations, and who must be informed about the outages. There's no need to have large conference calls and to spend the enormous amounts of time that are often spent trying to identify where the root cause of the issue is and then take action to resolve it, because these things have been planned in advance of the crisis situation. They have been tested through the steps that are in the workflow. The tests have been done regularly and with the actual systems that are involved, because BCPM provides the ability to test and simulate the actions that would occur in the crisis situations that would trigger these messages and workflows within BCPM. So instead of running fire drills to determine how to resolve these situations, we have an orderly process with notification and steps that can be taken automatically, programmatically, or manually based on the authorization that you build into the workflow. So to look at this in a little bit more detail on slide 16, I've provided a sample workflow that might show how a recovery plan is defined, the types of information that you would see in the plan, and the decision points that you could insert at any point you believe is appropriate to take a decision about how to act, and then to act upon that either automatically or through human intervention. Okay, so moving on to slide 17, let's talk about a little bit of integration between automation and monitoring. So another extension of automation that you may find useful is the integration of automation within system monitoring and the aggregation of business service management statuses. Integrating these capabilities provides the ability to consolidate and change business status information based on automation and system monitoring information, and also to take action automatically to address system availability issues based on monitoring results. Slide 18 shows another point of integration. This is integration between the Tivoli workload automation and system automation. Tivoli workload automation enables you to easily manage composite business and IT workloads that have complex dependencies spanning multiple applications or multiple environments. Through Tivoli Workload Automation, you can dynamically trigger and dispatch workloads to the best available resources, responding in real time to changing business demands. This workload automation helps make service execution processes consistent, predictable, and scalable, and it optimizes resource utilization and costs. System automation works hand-in-hand with workload automation to provide visibility, control, and high availability of the workload automation environment to help reduce error-prone procedures and to simplify operational barriers between workload and system applications. Slide 19 shows another point of integration, this time between automation and provisioning. The Tivoli Provisioning Manager solution provides automated provisioning software that configures servers, operating systems, middleware, applications, storage, and network devices. System automation works hand-in-hand with Provisioning Manager to provide monitoring, failover management, dependency management, and resource management for the provisioning environment to ensure its availability. In the picture that you see on this slide, system automation is monitoring the environment. It detects a failure, and it manages the dependencies of this monitored set of elements. And then it's able to restart these monitored elements within the resource group based on the automation policies that have been put in place to ensure continuous availability of the provisioning environment. On slide 20, we see another level of automation type solutions. These are GDPS family of solutions. GDPS is the Geographically Dispersed Parallel SysPex, and these solutions are designed to provide coordinated and controlled continuous availability and disaster recovery. GDPS is a multi-site or single-site end-to-end application availability solution that provides the capability to manage remote copy configuration and storage subsystems to automate the parallel SysPlex operations tasks and to perform failure recovery from a single point of control. GDPS helps automate recovery procedures for planned and unplanned outages to provide near continuous availability and disaster recovery capabilities. GDPS is based on the capabilities of the system automation solutions. So on slide 21, and finally, let's look at some additional resources that are available to help you expand and enhance your automation efforts. So what I provided here on slide 22 is additional information about each of the automation solutions that we've touched upon during this discussion. This information is available on the IBM websites at the hyperlinks that are on the slide. So if you just click on the underlined link, you'll go directly to the topic of interest to you. In addition, there are recorded demonstrations for several of these solutions. The demonstrations include an audio component, so make sure you turn on your speakers. And you can download these demonstration files from the links that are shown on this slide and play them at your convenience to gain a little deeper understanding of these solutions. Beyond the web-based information that you see here in the links, we certainly encourage system automation customers to interact with one another. We find customers are the best source of information for how to achieve success with system automation, and also to interact with the product development teams by participating in the forums that we provide online and through our annual user conference where the team participates. So on slide 23, I hope that this discussion has provided some insights and provoked some thoughts about how a variety of different automation activities and solutions can build upon the foundation of event automation to provide you with good and reliable service to internal and external customers of your business, and that you will explore how these can best be applied within your organization. I know it's a brief overview, and there are many more details available for each of these solutions, but hopefully this has provided a good start for information about this area. So at this time, I'd like to ask Stacy to conduct our short teleconference poll about the presentation, and then to solicit any questions from the audience. Stacy,
thank you.
Back to you.
Thank you, Allison. Now we would like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a live Q&A session with the presenter. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. Question 1. Please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's conference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. If it was low, press star 3. Please respond now. Question 2. Was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. Please respond now. Question 3. Which area of automation is of most interest to you? If for automated processes for business continuity, press star 1. If for high availability for distributed platforms, press star 2. If for automation of complex business applications, press star 3. Please respond now. Question 4. We hope you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you are interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. Press star 1 for yes, star 2 for no. Please respond now. And that concludes our survey. Thank you all for your participation. Now let's move to your questions. To ask your question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone at any time. At this time, I'll turn the call back over to our speaker while we wait for questions.
Thank you.
Once again, to ask your question, please press star 1. Vicki Waddell, you may ask your question.
As far as on page 22, the links, the resource links and the demonstrations that you were suggesting that we go to?
Yes.
I tried to click on those and I can't. I've tried downloading this presentation and going to it that way, and I can't.
Okay. So we can send those to you separately. Stacey, do we have contact information for the participants? Or, Vicki, do you want to give me an email address or... Tell me how I can send it to you.
Sure. It's Vicki Waddell.
Okay.
And that's WADDELL at bankofamerica.com.
Okay.
And that's Vicki with a V-I-C-K-I.
I will send you an email, Vicki, and give you the access to the links. There should be no problem with that.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
I show no further questions at this time. I'd like to turn the call back to Allison Ferguson for any closing remarks.
Thanks, Stacy. So I know that we've covered a lot of information quickly. I certainly would like to hear from anybody if you have additional questions that you think about beyond the call here. If you think of something later, please do not hesitate to contact me. You can reach me through email at my email address, which is fergusoa@us.ibm.com. So thank you all for your participation, and I think, Stacy, we can close the call.
Thank you. This concludes today's presentation. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.